These cows are eating the herbicides. These cows are eating glyphosate. These cows are eating, or cows or any other animals we're consuming, are eating atrazine. And then we eat these animals that are completely inflamed because they're eating non-real food filled with poisons.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you very much. That was my longtime friend Diane Kaiser, who's back with the truth about all that ails us, including the fact that, get this, all attendees at a recent health conference who caught COVID, well, they were double vaccinated. Take that for data. That comes to us from our friends over at Natural News. And by the way, in this one with Diane, I do give a shout out to Mike Adams specifically for his generosity. So stay tuned for that. And here's a news item. At least 90% of processed foods, including organic, now contain mind-numbing, obesity-inducing canola oil. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, friends. In this one, we talk about the pesticides in our food, the pesticides in our water, the glyphosate, the plastics, and atrazine, which is turning the frickin' frogs gay. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for being here. It's wonderful to have you all back. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me and my returning guest, a friend of truth, a friend of health. It's Diane Kaiser, and I got to tell you guys, Diane has helped me and my family detox to a large degree. We'll talk a little bit about that in this broadcast. I have an amazing testimonial I want to share, but I want to lead off today by showing the skies above Diane, friends, but let's welcome her first. Diane, welcome back. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me, Sean. I love being a part of your tribe, and everybody who I'm working with in your community is saying so many prayers for us and you and the show. I feel really protected by God. And that's what I want to start with when you do eventually introduce me today.
Well, very good. Here are the skies above Diane, friends. We're all getting hit from multiple vector points. We talk about that, guys, in nearly every broadcast. So the geoengineering, the chemtrails, certainly a huge problem, as is the fluoride in the water, as is the atrazine in the water. Did you guys know that atrazine is a pesticide banned in the EU, yet 70 million pounds per year are being sprayed in the United States? Diane, I'm coming back to you. You know what? Alex Jones was right when he said they're turning the frickin' frogs gay. And guess what, friends? RFK Jr., well, he just said this on Joe Rogan's podcast about atrazine.
With 40 frogs for 3 years, they put it below the exposure levels that EPA considers acceptable to humans. And 30 of those frogs, they were all male frogs, and they were double Z, you know, male frogs, so they were super males. And 30 of those frogs were chemically castrated. Four of them turned into females and produce fertile eggs. So they took male frogs, gave them atrazine, 10% of them turned into female and produced fertile eggs. And we're subjecting our children to exposure to that every day.
What is atrazine?
It's in the water. It's a pesticide.
Okay, so atrazine depletes testosterone. It converts genders, essentially. It causes infertility, leading to depression, obesity. It's no wonder the number of young people identifying as non-binary in the United States is soaring. It's all by design.
It is. These globalist, satanic, pedophilia, parasitic entities that ought not be regulating our world right now are making it rain poisons. And they literally have us at every angle. You know, there was something came out, we've talked about this on other shows too, Sean. I think it was on our very first show last December. that, you know, the biggest lawsuit ever in the FDA history was on glyphosate. And it was in 2018, 17, around there. And that's Agent Orange, that's Roundup. And so we would have thought that they would have taken that lawsuit and said, okay, we're done. We're not using glyphosate in food anymore. We're not using it as a desiccant to spray on wheat just before it's harvested. We're done. Okay, so I was at a health conference and there was thousands of us health practitioners and doctors. That was the first announcement that was made at this big summit we were at. We were all cheering. We were like, okay, yay, the tides are turning, right? No, they're still using it. And they've replaced it with atrazine. So atrazine is another herbicide. It's not just something that's changing, you know, the gender of frogs. It's something that is absolutely destroying us from the inside out when we're being exposed to these things, when it's being sprayed in our food and we're not warned about it. People are consuming it thinking that it's safe because the FDA and three-letter organizations have deemed it so, but it's not. It's not the healthier alternative to glyphosate. And it is the single greatest thing that is causing our guts to literally become leaky from the inside, and it is destroying our gut lining. It's the birthplace of leaky gut. It is that then the birthplace of autoimmune disease and all kinds of other brain-related neurodegenerative disorders like Parkinson's, brain fog, Alzheimer's. People can't remember things. They can't put thoughts together anymore. Then you add fluoride to the mix. Our brains are toast, and I'm talking like gluten-containing toast from wheat that's been sprayed atrazine and glyphosate. It keeps going. So we need to get these things out of our body, get them out of our babies, that we can't get them out of our sky because they're being sprayed everywhere. So that's what we want to talk about today, is how to at least safeguard our liver to be protected from this as much as possible. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's just a war on humanity that just never ceases. And it seems to be worse in the United States than elsewhere. I mean, like I said, if atrazine's been banned in the EU, that's a good thing. Why has it not been banned here? I saw a meme just the other day that said lobbying is the reason. And in other nations, lobbying is called bribery and corruption. But in the United States, buying off politicians, it's just called lobbying. The whole system is corrupt to the core, Diane, and they want us sick and on Rockefeller medicine. And that's why I have you on, is because you and I stand in contrast, stark contrast to the Rockefeller death medicine protocols. And you and I should talk a little bit about our health issues, too. I mean, I'm in good health, except for my knees, except for cartilage depletion. Being a runner since college, working out as often as I do, I know that you are something of a bodybuilder. You work out all the time. In fact, maybe I'll just put a picture of myself up here. I mean, I love to work out, guys. As you can see, I take it extremely seriously. No, that's not me. But here's a picture of me, because honestly, guys, I love to work out. I just can't run anymore. So it's down to just lifting weights. And I said to my wife, Diane, that is not normal. I know we're being hit by all of these chemicals in the food, the water, the air. And I wonder if that's not why people are suffering from knee problems and hip problems. My neighbor just got his second hip replacement. My mother-in-law just got her second hip replacement. And I wonder, is my cartilage in my knees toast because of this chemical war against us?
Yeah. I mean, it's multifactorial, Sean. I mean, of course, you go to your Western medicine doctor, which, you guys, we have to stop this nonsense. We have to stop this nonsense of this old subscription model that has been dead and is trying to kill us off for a very long time. You go to your doctor, like Sean would go to his Western medicine doctor. I would go to my Western medicine doctor. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I will never say that. I'm a doctor myself. I'm a naturopathic doctor, however, and I work with Western medicine doctors. And we team up and we stay in our lane. So Sean and myself, and you guys, you know, you go to your doctor and you're hoping that they stay in their lane and they will do some diagnostics. They'll look at an MRI. And like Sean just said, I mean, what did they say, that you had arthritis, Sean? Like, did they diagnose you?
Yeah. When I went, by the way, this came out of nowhere. People know this now. It's been about 2 years, not quite, about a year and a half, because I just went down to Mexico to visit with my buddy Josh to get another round of stem cells in my knees. And the MRI showed what they call bone on bone in the left knee. And in the right knee, it's like stage 3. But this all came on, Diane, within the period of about 6 months. I was running normally. Then I started having some knee issues. Then I went to the doctor. They did an x-ray. The guy says, oh, you've got bone on bone arthritis. Your only hope is a knee replacement. That's why I started to look into stem cells. So my point in just sharing that story is it came on quick. I mean, I've been a runner since college. I'm now in my early 50s. And just like that, I can't run anymore.
This is an issue that we're having globally. And yes, of course, you know, a Western medicine doctor, or any doctor for that matter, that reads an MRI will say, you have degeneration of whatever it is. And they would say, okay, well, it's aging, it's genetic. We all hear the same stuff. And they'll say, here's a replacement part. And this is your only solution. But anybody can go on any forum, on Facebook or anywhere, and see that many of these procedures that they're doing on people are completely failing. So I'll just speak to my own issue with my back. I was a professional soccer player. I've played soccer. I would say I came out of the womb with a soccer ball attached to my foot because I started at the age of 4. So you and I both share that we were runners. Not everybody is runners. Everybody has their own degeneration. Right now, I mean, just being a human, we have degeneration because of all this toxicity, right? But sitting is the new smoking. So now we have a lot of people who are sitting. And so the lack of movement is creating degeneration. And that would be toxicity, lack of movement, lack of amino acid, healthy diet, where we're eating enough glycine, which glycine is something that will actually heal a lot of our tissues. And so I'm going to go deeper with this. So we've seen a lot now that has been coming out with a lot of these polymers that are in mRNA technology, you know, not just the vaccines, but we're breathing this stuff in, we're consuming it. It's now said that by the end of 2021, and Celeste came out with this, Celeste, can't remember her last name, that by the end of 2021, all of our food had now mRNA technology in it, which means that this mRNA technology has polymers in it, hydrogel, that depletes methyl groups that is responsible for tissue turnover. And so what this does is glycine is the thing that it's an amino acid that comes in and it regenerates your intestinal lining. If you have the leaky gut, you have the birthplace of autoimmune disease and all total systemic body inflammation. And then you have injuries like me and you have. So one might say, okay, well, to just take some amino acids as a bodybuilder, this is of course what we take a lot of to repair and replenish when we tear our tissues. Because when we're working out and exercising, we're tearing our tissues, we're tearing our muscle groups. So as a bodybuilder, what we were all taught to do is take a lot of amino acids, glycine being one of them. But now what we're seeing globally, systemically, but especially in the United States, If it's raining vaccine material, essentially with geoengineering, which yeah, it is, you know, it's in our food now, it's in our air right now. I'm not saying this is scary because I do have solutions. But these polymers are depleting these methyl groups that are responsible for repairing our tissues, our DNA, and essentially is kind of anti-aging. So trimethylglycine is one thing that we can all do to take as a supplement to repair a lot of what's happening with what we're being exposed to. So that's one thing. And I will be talking about this, you know, in the VIP group. I want to, you know, give you guys an invitation for at the end of the call today.
Can you say that again? Trimethylglycine? Is that what you said?
Trimethylglycine. So glycine is something that, think about this, Sean. We've got glyphosate, which is the same chemical poison that will take and occupy the same receptor site in the gut where glycine would fit in. So glycine is the hero and glyphosate is the hell, right? So they fit into the same key and opens the door. What's happening is glyphosate is depleting glycine's ability to heal our tissue all over the body. It's poisoning us. It's breaking us down. It's tearing our body apart so that we have to, air quotes, have to then go to the doctor and they say, don't worry, we have replacement parts for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. But just so we're clear here, because I do take a lot of supplements, one of which is BCATP. I take that twice a day. So does my wife. And I got that from you. I also take NAC. I take amino acids. I take all sorts of stuff. By the way, I just heard that vitamin D3 is actually toxic. I got to dig into that a little bit more. So I've stopped taking D3 and I just get out into the sun. Being in a northern climate, that gets hard in the winter. But trimethylglycine, will that help my knees? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, it absolutely can. So we can never say that you're going to 100% recover, right? But amino acids are a huge key missing link that, first of all, we're not consuming enough of. You know, where we get amino acids, and, you know, especially speaking to your son, right, who has, you know, autism is on the spectrum, and a lot of these spectrum related disorders is a deficiency of glycine and a toxicity of glyphosate, which is Agent Orange, which is Roundup, which is in all of our foods at this point, which is why I say one of the top 7 foods to get away from when I lead the Warrior Cleanse, which several thousands of your followers have done and are continuing to do with me, is get the hell away from wheat. Get the hell away from as many grains as possible, because they're high carbs, high insulin, high sugar. It spikes all these things. It depletes our immune system. It also depletes your body's ability to tissue turnover. So amino acids are from protein. People are not getting enough protein, number one. And number two, we're not getting it from healthy sources like we used to. You know, we used to get it from healthy animals that were grass-fed, that were not pumped full of hormones and antibiotics and eating all of this, these inflammatory GMOs, wheats, corns that were sprayed with all the desiccants. Same thing. These cows are eating the herbicides. These cows are eating glyphosate. These cows are eating, or cows or any other animals we're consuming, are eating atrazine. And then we eat these animals that are completely inflamed because they're eating non-real food filled with poisons. So when we used to eat healthy protein, that protein, assuming someone can break it down well, breaks down into amino acids. And amino acids like glycine, which have been customarily used to heal our tissues and also make us look beautiful. I mean, people's hairs are, our hair is falling out these days. Women are concerned about beauty, right? And we're concerned generally about our bodies breaking down. The reason that we cannot repair our healthy skin, healthy tissues inside, healthy hair is because we are so depleted from amino acids and our body's ability to break it down. Those amino acids then break down into neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters is what feeds our brain to have a healthy brain, to be able to focus, to have clear thinking. And that's what BCATP helps with, is that, you know, the healthy tissue turnover, because we're supporting the cells, because all of the energy that is supporting your entire body is provided by the cells. And if we don't get enough of these amino acids, we don't have enough energy to signal to the organs, to let go of toxins, to repair tissues, to feed the brain for healthy thinking. 90% of our energy comes from these cells. And if we don't have healthy amino acids, we do not feel well.
Yeah. You know, the other thing too, I wanted to ask you about is parabens in the medications. You wrote that to me in an email. Now, we're all well aware of glyphosate. We're aware of the BPA in the plastics, the atrazine in the water, the parabens in the medications, all of which depletes testosterone. I think all of this works together to pussify, I'm sorry, but to womenize men in this country, which is part of the war against us and our families, right? Again, this whole trans non-binary thing is absolutely soaring. I just saw a report come out just the other day from a teacher or some school district or some state that said the number is up 4,500% of young people now identifying as non-binary. So, I mean, this war against us has got to be stopped if we have any hope of saving our nation and saving our families and saving our progeny moving forward. Parabens in the medications. What are parabens?
Okay. Parabens, methyl parabens especially, Sean, is something that we've talked a lot about, the type of labs that I use as a naturopathic doctor to assess what level of toxicity that is in each soul that comes to me. My job is to help get you guys through a purification process so we're as close to God biologically as possible. Methyl parabens, especially, because there's propyl parabens, there's methyl parabens, there's all different kinds of parabens. And these are all what is called xenoestrogen. So it's essentially artificial estrogen. If they're poisons, they're chemicals, they're toxins that look just like our own body's naturally made estrogen. So again, now we're talking about everything is God made and then Satan made, right? So God made is glycine, Satan made is glyphosate. Now here we go again. Again, God made is estrogen. Satan made is these xenoestrogens that are parabens and phthalates and pesticides. And a lot of these other P's like plastics and processed foods and the things that we're feeding cows, which are a lot of prescriptions like hormones, right? And so all of these things are xenoestrogens. It's a huge classification of toxins, poisons that I see every single time for the most part in patients now, Sean, because it's pretty much widely unanimous that most Americans are at least taking one drug. It's said that like 60% are at least taking one drug, right? Methyl parabens are what I see if people are taking any medication. So what these parabens do is they get into the receptor site of where our own God-made estrogen would get into. And yes, men make estrogen too, but it will also hijack that receptor site of testosterone and it will take over. So then these parabens are basically like a man, just give me some estrogen. Let's make it rain estrogen. So now we have infertility because we have testosterone deficiency, and men are having a hard time, you know, or even women losing weight, repairing muscle tissue, having confidence and energy, because testosterone has a lot of functions. So these parabens are, yes, pussifying men, and they're masculinizing women. So we have men who have testosterone deficiency and estrogen dominance. Women will have estrogen dominance, and then will also have things like PCOS, and then they end up infertile. So I've been doing hormone testing on patients now for almost 15 years, and I've been seeing this get worse and worse and worse, and parabens getting higher and higher and higher. Parabens not only pussify humanity and children and fertilize us, because that's what this whole agenda is about. But what it also does, Sean, is it causes weight gain and it causes cancer. Mm-hmm. These parabens cause cancer. And now what we're seeing, and I just heard about this last week, there are 130 medications that America is dangerously low on and have reduced supply of, and of those, 14 are cancer drugs. What do we have here is a shortage of prescriptions, pharmaceuticals, that now we have Americans scrambling, trying to find out, where am I going to get these drugs? And my answer is, let's treat the root of all of these reasons that you guys have health issues by detoxing the body. So you don't need to be reliant on prescription medications anymore. So parabens are not high anymore. Cancer rates aren't high anymore. And you no longer need to be dependent on Western medicine, because these parabens are getting up into the brain. They are neurotoxins. They are causing a lot more issues than even just that. But that's our number one goal, is to get these toxins out of our environment, out of the need to take them in our medications, and also in over-the-counter supplements, over-the-counter CVS type supplements too, pain medications, Tylenol. They all have methylparabens in them, and they come with major health issues and down the road costs to get rid of the diseases that they cause.
God help us. Well, I know. And then we've got the Twitter account of Dr. William Mackis, who's being absolutely attacked for sharing the stories of people dying suddenly and talking about turbo cancer, this sudden onset of extremely aggressive cancer in people who are vaccinated. It's just an absolute horror show. And you just mentioned Tylenol. I just want to share with the audience something that I just learned recently. God, I wish I'd known this 20 years ago when we had our first child. You take your kid for their baby well visit, and they jack your baby up with all these vaccines, which lead to autism and hurt your kid. I didn't know that then. I trusted Western medicine. But then you take your kid home. The poor baby gets this awful fever, 103, 104 temperature, 102. It's very common. That's how you know the vaccine's working, guys. That's literally what the doctor will tell you. Oh, that's the body reacting to the goodness and the nutritious and the deliciousness of the vaccine. Don't worry about that. Give your baby Tylenol. Guess what? That Tylenol is now being pointed to as leading to one of the vector points in causing autism. It just never ends, Diane. They are hitting us hard from every single angle. In a minute, I want to share a testimonial about your detox plan. But before I do that, Tylenol, what's the warning you should share with people about Tylenol?
That it is one of the most damaging medications, over-the-counter remedies, shall we say, that is artificial and is extremely damaging to the liver.
Yeah.
And I always say, if you're not a liver, you're a dyer. And yes, you know, Tylenol, it can be a pain reliever, but it's temporary. And it comes with, you know, the liver will accumulate all of these toxins, and it will accumulate toxins and calcification, such that you then have blockages in the liver. And Sean, you've probably heard of, you know, liver congestion, or people having to have their gallbladders removed, or gallstones, right?
Sure.
A significant contributor to these stones that are forming in the liver and the gallbladder is from overuse and excess dependence on liver and aspirin and Tylenol and these over-the-counter things that people, I get it, you guys, I get it. Like Sean and I are talking about right now. His knees are in pain. I live with chronic back pain and have since I was 17. I'm on a mission to try to resolve that at the root. And sometimes I know I need to do these things too, but when we're not listening to our body and the pain that arises, and our body is screaming to us, God gave us a messenger, and it's called symptoms. They're not meant to be silenced. They're meant to be sat with like a 5-year-old child and said, I'm here with you. our Western medicine system does not have solutions for our inner child, our five-year-old child saying, I'm in pain, mommy, daddy. This is why we do these shows, so we can get you out of pain, because Western medicine will help you numb the pain until it becomes a big problem like cancer or autoimmune disease. And they say, we got to cut the organs out. Yeah. That's a total disrespect to God.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. That's why when I went and initially I got that x-ray and the guy said, it wasn't even the doctor, it was like the physician's assistant said, oh yeah, it's bone on bone. Your only option is a knee replacement. I completely rejected that immediately and started to look into stem cells. And I will continue to research. By the way, guys, I'm going to bring Josh back on here shortly, probably in July, to talk about his new clinic down there in Mexico. It's an unbelievable one size fits all approach to stem cells. They have the bio lab there. They have everything you need right there in one brand new location. And by the way, guys, just for those who don't know, the stem cells Diane and I take, or the ones I've taken for my knees, do not come from abortions or aborted babies. They come from the placentas or umbilical cords of healthy mothers. I just want to make that clear for the trolls in the comments who accused me the last time I brought up stem cells of victimizing and taking advantage of aborted babies. I would never in 10 million years do that. Neither would Diane.
No. And I've had that same thing accused to me because at the clinic that I work at down in Mexico in Tijuana, I work with Dr. Juan Garcia. He's been doing 15 years stem cells, ozone, PRP, procaine injections. And these are all things that I have pursued myself because I'm just like you, bone on bone. And these are things that can work for some people. I mean, sometimes we get so far to the point of bone on bone, like you mentioned, Sean, that alternatives would be healthy. So I will say something for back sufferers. And I'm pursuing this myself. There's something right now that is a non-part, surgical parts. Like, I'll give you an example. Breast implants. I wrote the book Killer Breasts, and I've been helping women with non-toxic beauty alternatives for the last 5 years because I literally almost died in the name of beauty. I have a movie that I made for David Icke, and he approached me and said, I'd like you to make a movie for this topic. It's called Dying to Be Beautiful. And so I cover the danger of Botox, which is the most toxic substance known to man. And women, we have a lot of women, and we could do a separate show on this, Sean. I've been wanting to for a while. We have a lot of women and women, even men too, who are using this, or even babies. They're prescribing Botox for children who are constipated now. Get the hell away from these doctors who are prescribing this Gulf War toxic poison that they're putting in our faces and our babies. It can travel and it could literally paralyze your organs, like your heart, your lungs, your other organs, and it could actually backfire. And you have a black box warning on it, but doctors don't talk about this. Med spa owners don't talk about this. It takes, you know, one weekend for a med spa owner or injector to get certified to do these things. And they're coming from other countries too, like China, and they're unknown what's in them. So please, you know, patriots out there, freedom fighters out there, women, if you're putting this stuff in your face, you are no different than we talked about these injectables, you know, having cesium in them. We don't know everything that's in them, right? And cesium is what makes 5G work. So just know that a lot of these beauty toxins are just as toxic as the vaccines. So breast implants, they come with 30 plus chemicals, poisons, polymers, heavy metals, silicone. And a lot of women are having major back issues, and it's misaligning their spine. So it deteriorates their spine. And then the doctor comes in and says, oh, we'll put a little mini breast implant in to replace your disc. But they're seeing backfire and the same thing. Now we have women who have not just breast implant illness, but disc replacement illness, because it's made of the same material. The body will mount an autoimmune reaction to it because it's non-native. So there is something called disc seal, D-I-S-C, a disc like D-I-S-C, and then S-E-E-L. That's an alternative where you're actually using fibrin and to replace your disc parts and to hydrate the disc and repair the hole. That's not something I know, Sean, if you could do for your knee, but there are, if there's an alternative to spine parts being replaced in our body that are artificial in nature and taking us down the transhumanistic agenda, I will be willing to wager and bet that there's something alternative for your knees as well. And I, like I said, I'm happy to look into that for you and all of your followers, because this is what they got for us. They all have artificial parts, and our body just goes down the same inflammatory autoimmune disease response. And then we have other problems that are replaced with, you know, one issue. So I wouldn't say that stem cell, ozone, PRP is going to work for everybody, because it hasn't all the way worked for me, but it is helping people completely change their lives.
Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A Gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles' image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, and what I'll just say, one last thing about stem cells and the clinic I go to down there in Puerto Vallarta with Josh, is that stem cells can be used to help a lot of people with a lot of different ailments. It's not just cartilage problems in the knees. It can be shoulder injuries. It can be MS. It can be all sorts of autoimmune issues that people can't really find any legitimate help for in the United States. So I want to pay it forward here, guys, with a screen share here. And I want to mention the other person in the health world that I trust, like I trust Diane. Diane's kind of my go-to on this stuff when it comes to detox. But I want to pay it forward and give thanks to my friend Mike Adams, a personal friend to the show. His website here, Natural News. Mike Adams and a well-heeled billionaire from Texas just recently sent out gifts, stipends, to people they support. And I was one of those, SGT Report. I want to personally thank Mike and that well-heeled billionaire in Texas for stepping up and supporting alternative real news media. And that's exactly what they're doing. I've said this before about Mike Adams, Diane, one of the most generous, authentic, genuine people that I know in this space, the real news space. So my personal sincere thank you to Mike Adams and that billionaire from Texas, as the powers that ought not be target us and try to silence us. By the way, Natural News Today reporting that our president is a criminal. We know this, but foreign nationals made at least $30 million in illegal payments to the Biden crime family, and nobody is reporting about it in the whore mainstream media. Meanwhile, peer-reviewed study confirms spike in deaths caused by the COVID jab rollout, which we now know is a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. That's why cases of post-COVID injection myocarditis continue to skyrocket. And here's some good news. Is the transgender craze finally losing steam as Target pays the price for targeting our kids, as the North Face, as Bud Light pays an extremely heavy price? Sales still down nearly 30% for Bud Light since they embraced that trans influencer, Dylan. The company has destroyed its own brand. Gallup poll finds most people are sick and tired of LGBT pride. And I am certainly one of them. And here's one last item I wanted to share from our friends at Natural News and Mike Adams. Beware of the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates funded appeal. Orange appeal food coating chemical on organic produce, guys. Again, they are trying to kill us, and the vector points are far reaching, let me assure you. I wanted to read a testimonial here from one of the SGT Report listeners to Diane specifically, and it reads as this. Her knowledge and confidence are appealing, not to be confused with that product I just mentioned from Bill Gates. I agree with her conviction that a deliberate effort is underway to keep people sick and ultimately kill us off using every tool imaginable and some we probably haven't considered. So true. I won't get the COVID vax. This person writes, I strive to use natural soaps and detergents. I avoid meat due to love of animals and fear of GMOs. I'm terrified of hospitals. I heard Diane's interview on SGT Report last weekend and purchased the Warrior Cleanse for myself and my husband. Everything she said made perfect sense. I have not really done cleanses due to being skeptical that they would work. I never knew I could trust the programs, but this cleanse felt different. God led me here, she says. Already, after just 2 weeks of doing the Warrior Cleanse, I've lost 6 pounds, started coffee enemas, and I'm doing everything you recommended. I am so pleased with the results. That's just one of many testimonials from SGT Report listeners. And guys, I know this time around, we're going to talk about a liver flush cleanse, right? Mm-hmm. That's what's coming next, not the Warrior Cleanse. I guess people could do the Warrior Cleanse, but also tell us about the liver flush.
Yeah, this is that woman that sent that in. Every person that I've been working with from your show, Sean, is absolutely God-led and divinely connected. And I before the show today, I got chills, just chills and chills down my entire spine, my leg. And it just continues to be that I feel closer and closer and closer to God with all of our shows and the people who come to me from you. It's the most beautiful, conscious, connected, and Christ-like community I've ever had the privilege to serve. So I just wanted to honor you. You know, you're honoring Mike Adams, and I just wanted to honor you, Sean, because the people that you have on here are very much close to God, and I can feel that. And I feel guided every time I come to your show, and I'm like, what do we talk about today? What am I feeling called to offer up as a solution? It's all the work that I've been doing for 15 years, all coming together. And this is me doing the research for you, for your tribe, for my own. And I'm doing this 24/7, just like you. I know we're eating and sleeping and breathing this stuff. And so the liver cleanse is something that it's drainage, right? Like so many people have, when COVID began and when we were all afraid of what the hell this thing is or was, or where is it? We all started taking all these things to detox graphene oxide, ivermectin for parasites, and well, ivermectin for this fake virus that we were told, but really ivermectin is anti-parasitic for animals. So why would we be prescribed or recommended an anti-parasitic for a virus? I digress, but we have all these amazing solutions that we've been coming up with. What I don't hear a lot in our communities is to talk specifically about drainage before detox or killing things. You know, the bugs and the toxins have to have a way out when we go on a killing spree or when we go on a detox. Otherwise, they just get backed up with these traffic jams, right? And a lot of people have not done a proper liver cleanse. And earlier I mentioned, you know, the liver and the gallbladder getting completely congested and backed up with a lot of these poisons. They will block, just like kind of like think about acne. You get acne because you have pores that are congested. The same thing is happening with our gallbladder and liver. And our liver is our main organ that is responsible for filtering all of these poisons. So I want you to think about something like, if you don't have proper water filtration, if you don't change the ducts on your air filtration systems at your house, this is the equivalent of never doing a deep dive liver cleanse and gallbladder purge. If you don't have a gallbladder, it's okay. I'm still going to help everybody because it still is important. Your liver now has to take over for the responsibilities of the gallbladder if you don't have it. 80% of women over the age of 40, and I dare say it's even more for men, 80% over the age of 40 have stagnant bile flow. What that means is that you're not taking the trash out to the tune of 8 out of 10 toxins that your body's exposed to. What your body cannot eliminate, it will then store. Well, where does it get stored? It gets stored in your fat cells. So no wonder why you can't lose weight. Diet and exercise alone, nowhere near enough anymore. We got to go deeper, especially because we are being surrounded at every angle. So this is going to be deeper than the liver cleanse or the liver module and the warrior cleanse I'm taking people through. So I'm going to simplify it because a lot of people are like, oh my God, you share so much information. I don't have time to go through all of it. So I'm just going to give you guys the bare bones. I'm going to take you through a 5-week cleanse. We're going to actually purge these bile ducts that are congested in the liver and the gallbladder. It's equivalent to actually, you know, doing, they say, like it's like a surgery, meaning that we're really going through and we're pulling this stuff out. Because if you've never done one of these deep dive cleanses with the liver and the gallbladder, flush and purge, then it's now time because they're throwing the kitchen sink of toxicity and poison to us. Yeah. And the liver is responsible for over 500 jobs. Its job is to convert thyroid hormones so that your cells can use them. So, you know, taking Synthroid, great. That's thyroid hormone deficiency, but it's not a thyroid hormone problem as much as it is that your liver has to convert it so your cells can actually use it. Our liver has never really done a proper cleanse the way that I'm going to walk you through starting in July, July 11th specifically. So it's going to be freedom, you know, freedom from all these poisons, freedom from getting them out of your body so your liver can do its 500 plus jobs. And also, according to Chinese medicine, the liver harbors anger. And right now we are all extremely angry about what's happening to our world. So the more that we can subside a lot of these toxins that are getting stored in the fat cells and the tissues, causing knee injuries and, you know, back degeneration like I have, and, you know, backing up into the brain and brain fog, this is a turning point. We are beyond, you know, overtime. We have to give our liver the best chance it's got, because people are saying, yeah, take vitamin C, take glutathione. Those are all great. But when a liver is backed up as it is, we absolutely need to go deeper and give it all that it's got. And so right now, while we can, Sean, I want to offer this up because it's the biggest cleanse that you'll ever do, the deepest one, because I'm starting to get censored like crazy. So I want to give people the biggest one I've got.
Yeah, and I'll leave the link below. What is the call to action here? I know before I hit record, you said there would be a specific link I could provide for folks, and that would give them $60 off their first month. So it'd be like $7 to participate here. Do you want to just break it down real quickly here? And then I want to share one more thing from Mike Adams. What's the call to action, Diane?
Yeah, sure. So if you go to dianekaser.com/VIP-SGT, and we'll put the link below, and you're just going to use a coupon code to get a huge discount. Normally it's $67 a month to donate to my ministry. We work every single week and support people every week for 2 hours. So I show up live just like this. You guys can ask me any questions that you want. I mean, it's so much value because you pay more than $7 just to go see your doctor for a $25 or more copay for Western medicine doctor to prescribe you a drug that they're probably not going to cover until you hit a $9,000 per year copay, right? So it's totally different. So every month we have hundreds of members in there right now, and they're paying $67 a month, and you're getting weekly calls with me every Tuesday for 2 hours. And it's only going to be $7 for this entire month. So I want you guys to kind of get an idea for how I work and how I support people and my patients who are in there. And so all you guys have to do is use the code to get $60 off. So you're only paying $7 for the first month, which is SGTVIP. And then beyond that, it's just $67 a month for my ministry to donate to all my research and to supporting you guys. I'm going to take you guys through an entire 5 to 6 week liver and gallbladder flush. It's a lot of research on my part, so I make it super simple for you guys. And inside of that group, you get 50% off programs. You get 10% off of supplements. This is really where people, it's kind of like they're taking their annual physicals with their doctor and they're replacing it here with the work that I'm doing here as a doctor, so that you don't need to go be dependent on medications. You don't need to, you know, feel sick anymore. You have the alternatives to feel healthy. One of my patients that actually came to you, Sean, she became a student of mine and graduated from my Qi Holistic Health Institute, where I'm certifying and training doctors and health practitioners and coaches to utilize the same exact program. And she literally had 30 plus symptoms, including arthritis. And she had them for 10 years. She spent over $10,000 in all these different MRIs, CAT scans, ultrasounds, didn't get anywhere with doctors over 10 years, spent over $10,000. And now all of them, including her arthritis, are gone. And now she's coaching other clients. And I have other dentists and doctors who are doing the same thing. So that's a whole separate thing where I train people with this course. But it's invaluable. And it just donates to me for all the work that I'm doing. And also a part of it goes to Sean for all the work that he's doing too. This is what we're doing now. Instead of going to get like a blood physical where they're like, oh, you're low on vitamin D. And then like Sean said, you could take D3 and now it's toxic for the body. We have to go back to how God created us in a perfect circadian rhythm to connect with nature, what he created for us, and let our body do the magic and self-healing. We have been designed to self-heal. It said that we only use like 10% of our brain. Why is that? Because they have destroyed us from our connection to our brain with all these poisons. And a big part of that is tap water. A big part of that is the food. You know, they're saying now that it's already started, Sean. It's already started now. If you want to go to the grocery store and buy food, you got to start showing your QR code.
Oh, yeah, I'm wonderful. Not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
Me neither.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing a digital ID to go to my bank. I will not do any of it. I am not going to play ball with these vampires. I refuse. And we all must refuse because we know this is a literal war, right? It's not a kinetic war in the sense that World War II and storming Normandy Beach. No, it's not that type of war, but it is definitely a war. It's a more insidious war because it's one our friends, neighbors, and colleagues, most of whom can't see. They don't recognize it, Diane. They don't know that open war is being waged against us and our families. They don't know. So many people are clueless.
Can I show you something, Sean? This would be my last word before you talk more about, do we have like 2 minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Let me share my screen if that's okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to just elaborate and just to call your attention to this. And I have solutions that I talk about in the VIP group. The number one toxin I see when I do a blocker assessment to see what's blocking people's health is EMF poisons, electrosmog, radio frequency, radiation. This is a friend of mine who has a food sovereignty solution that maybe we could talk about another show, because at this point, like we just talked about, if you want to go grocery shopping, you got to show your, you know, BS hand where you've got your microchip. We've known that this is happening for a long time. I've pulled all of my money out of big banks. I'm putting it in sovereign solutions. I'm investing in my ranch and off-gridding my own food. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about. We got to do this now. But this is the guy who has this food sovereignty solution. He lives in Arizona. And has his business in Mesa. Just found out he has a pituitary cancer. And I was talking to his assistant about this. I'm like, pituitary cancer? And she said, yeah, they found out that he has mold toxicity. And he's been struggling with that. And I'm like, okay, and what else? So I did an analysis. You guys can all do this. I talk about this in my VIP tribe, but you guys, again, go to the links that we have below and get in for $7 for the month where I talk about this. And I'm going to help you guys cleanse from this stuff and have an awareness. If you go to antennasearch.com and you type in the address where you spend most time, which is either your work or your home, and you look to see how many towers and antennas are in your area, this is absolutely disgusting. This man has pituitary cancer. It's not just mold, it's EMFs. And I'm like, wait a second, what kind of EMFs is he surrounded by? This is first and foremost his neighborhood for work. Look how many towers, Sean, 251 towers, cell towers, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T. A lot of these are what's damaging our mitochondria, which is why the BCATP is helping so much, because we are bodies that are made of electricity and frequency. We go by those things. The biggest thing that's draining the electricity that God gave us and made us to be connected with, the frequency, the earth, the biggest destroyer of that is these cell towers and phone antennas. So if you guys go to antennasearch.com, plug in your address there, you can see how many towers and antennas you have around you. This right here is radiation warfare. This is what we see as, if you look at radiation toxicity, it is the exact same symptoms from these towers and antennas as air quotes COVID. It's what's begun a lot of these flus in the past. There is no such thing as these viruses the way that they tell us. If you get the book, The Invisible Rainbow, it'll show you all of the different incidences of how we've had these major air quotes flus and colds that have wiped out our population. And there's been all kinds of other toxins as well that connect to this, but it shouldn't be any more than, you know, any towers that are close to you within a 0.5 mile radius are amplifying your body disease, disorders, death, because they're destroying your frequencies and your mitochondria and your body's ability to make energy and self-heal. And he was also using these AirPods, and these AirPods, get the hell out of—
insidious. I know.
Get them out.
Just jack that EMF right through your head from one side to the other. And the Apple patent on it is just as evil as you can imagine. These things track all of your biochemistry. They track your heart rate. They collect data. People don't know this. Apple is collecting all of your data and then selling it to who? What are they using that data for? Certainly not to help you, dear listener.
No, it's to cause these brain-related cancers. And if you find that you're having a hard time remembering things or being clear with what you want or sleeping or anything that has related to do with your brain, it is all because of these frequencies and all because of these toxicities. And we are backed up and built up with all of this nonsense. So get these things out of your ears, get these things out of, and I'm talking about, you know, EMFs. We've got smart technology. What's his name? Bozo. Jeff Bezos just turned off a guy's entire smart home because he said some kind of a racial slur to the Amazon delivery guy.
Well, he didn't, but that's what the delivery guy claimed that he thought he heard. I mean, welcome to Orwell's 1984. By the way, before we part ways, let me just show you. I mean, this just enrages me, this 5G thing. No safety studies done whatsoever. You know, the former head of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, foaming at the mouth to approve this thing, to fast track it, despite, in his own words, to hell with the safety studies. It's just too damned important. This, Diane, is what they just put. I'm not making this up. People know this. I reported about this a couple months ago. This death tower, this 5G AT&T death tower, just went up one block away from where I work out. So that picture I showed earlier of me, guys, I lift weights just about every single day. This thing was just put up outside of my health club, my gym. Now, here's the thing. AT&T operates antennas at this structure. Above this point, that's eye level, you are entering an area where radio frequency fields may exceed the FCC general population exposure limits. Hang on one second. The FCC's general population exposure limits are already many thousands of times higher than they allow in other parts of the world. So this damned death tower may already exceed those incredibly high, incredibly dangerous guidelines. It says follow safety guidelines for working in an RF environment. Keep 14 away from the fronts of antennas. Look at that. Are you kidding me? Keep 14 what? Inches?
14 what? Yeah.
Feet? Miles? I would say miles. Contact AT&T guys at 800-638-2822 to tell them that you really despise their company and their 5G death towers. That's just one suggestion. I don't know. It's just an all-out onslaught against us, Diane. I guess just one final word. I mean, what do you recommend 5G? And what are we all supposed to do? Walk around and wear like, what do they call them? Faraday cages around our heads now?
You know, Sean, I was one of the first group. I was the first group of 5G and EMF trained holistic health practitioners and doctors in the world. And this was 7 years ago. And I learned that when I had breast implants and had heavy metals, that's why I was feeling shocks in my breast implants, because I was attracting EMF and RF fields because metals attract these frequencies, right? So we can't get away from being exposed to heavy metals. We're in the middle of graphene oxide warfare. It's being sprayed in the sky. So I have been trying to fight against these companies and trying to get their attention for seven, eight years, you know, work with Mark Steele and have had him on my show. You've had him on your show. These parasites are not listening to us. So sure, we can go out there and try to, you know, ration with them, but it's like trying to get these doctors and the FDA to change their mind, and they're not going to. So for me personally, I'm building my off-grid bug out location, and it's a 50-acre ranch. There's no towers and no RF anything for miles, because I do not trust that this is going to go well for us. Because as you've had Todd Callender talk about, the towers are going to activate the pay grades and the payloads of the things that have been injected into people and that we've been breathing. So the farther we can get away, it's a frequency, it's a location, it's a distance thing. So I think 14 might even mean 14 feet. So I think that we get as far away from them as possible and we do this as soon as possible. I know it might sound like another thing for you to do, but I feel the best I've ever had when I go out to the ranch, then when I come back to even Sedona, where there's 10,000 people and a lot of, you know, visitors, we don't even have that many towers here, but I feel like crap when I come back here. I get the tinnitus, I get the ear ringing, I get the pain, my back and spine goes out of alignment. That's what's happening. All of these frequencies just totally destroy our mitochondria, and I need adjustments like regularly because of it. So get the hell out as fast as you can. Start building your own, you know, food structures. I'm going to talk about all that stuff in the VIP group because it's too much for one show, but I've got solutions for you guys, and God help us is the last thing I'll say. And here's the Bible verse I wanted to leave us with. You go into Luke 11:10. Behold, I give you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So prayer plus action equals God looking over us, because one of my favorite songs is called "For God is with us," and he is, but we have to take action. You can't just pray. And that's where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very well said. One last screen share here, guys. This is the website Diane recommended here, antennasearch.com. You can find out how many of these death towers and RF radiation equipment devices brought to you by the demons of this world. You can find out how many are surrounding where you live. And perhaps that'll spur you to try to take some action. I know we live in a fallen world, and sadly, we live in a fallen republic. I mean, our country is falling apart at the seams at the hands of these people and their lobbyists. And I do pray for divine intervention. Luke 11, verse 10. That was very well said. Guys, I'll leave the link below so y'all can take part, if you choose to, in the liver flush. Stay in touch with Diane. She can help you out with so many, many different things that your Western medicine doctor they're not even equipped to have the conversation with you guys. They don't know the language that they're
being. They're programmed. We might lose 20 to 25 to 40% of the value of our dollar this month. So I don't have my money in any big banks. It's like precious metals. You are covering that in your show. Get the hell out of big banks. And, you know, the last thing I'll say for this group is July 11th, we kick off. It's going to be literally, it's Freedom Month. It's Independence Month. So July 11th, we kick off the cleanse and we begin July 18th. And I'll take you through 4 weeks of this and I'll guide you through everything that you need. So the links that we have below, make sure that you use Sean's coupon code for the $60 off. So you only pay $7. I'm trying to help thousands of you through this. It could be our last shot. We just never know. And like I said, I'm getting censored like crazy and things are getting wiped off the internet. So let's do this now while we can. Make it a priority. We don't have time to say, oh, I'll do it next month. No. We got to do this now. We got to do this like 3 years ago. We got to do it 10 years ago. We don't have more time for this. So I hope to see you guys in there.
Yeah. The last thing I'd just say too is none of us are getting any younger. So, you know, the further we just kick the can down the road and just wait, I'll do it next month. It turns into next year, year after that. Next thing you know, you're 70 and you're at the end of your days. That's right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. Diane, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thanks again, Sean. See you guys in the VIP group and see you next time. Thanks for again, all the work that you do.
Oh, back at you. God bless. And friends, I will leave all of the links below, including, if I remember to do so, antennasearch.com. But I've just said it again, guys. So if I forget, you know, it's not hard to just type that in into your browser, antennasearch.com. And for real news every single day, I would advise you to visit us directly. I mean, it's free. We don't ask you for anything. There's no price for admission to get the truth, the antidote to corporate propaganda and all those mockingbird mainstream media, CIA, CNN lies. Get the real news for free every single day at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and of course, sgtreport.com, guys. And may God truly bless you and yours. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Some of the information will be based in these false narratives. For example, Eisenhower did not sign a treaty with the Greys. I'm sure a lot of people that comment on this video would be like, her great-grandfather did this and that. It was actually MJ-12 who did it behind his back, and I have a lot of information to back that up. So that could be, with all this coming to light, when they're ready to bring it out on a more government exposure level, you know, who has their hands on the voice of disclosure? And there has been plants put in the disclosure community to steer false narratives. And there are much, much deeper layers that hopefully will be heard and have a voice. People will look beyond the censorship, find us on alternative channels to be able to see maybe layers beneath that are very, very hard to bring out to the public.